Hi gang, thanks for downloading this classic episode of News Fighters. Just a reminder, if you're looking for new original episodes of News Fighters, they're now over on the Irrational Fear podcast feed. So search for Irrational Fear on your podcasting app or go to irrationalfear.com for all new episodes of News Fighters. In the meantime, enjoy this classic News Fighters episode.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is News Fighters, where we fight the news so you don't have to.
G'day, yes, welcome to News Fighters. It's Monday, December 23, 2019. It's our last episode of the year. Now, we couldn't sneak off to Hawaii without leaving you a lumpy, coal-based present under the Christmas tree with our Best of Year in Review episode. But before we do, our Prime Minister Scott Morrison is back from his mysterious break to an unknown destination.
The Prime Minister's office has refused to reveal details of where Mr. Morrison has gone and when he'll be back.
Yes, it turns out Scott Morrison was actually on holidays with his family in Hawaii, and he copped a lot of criticism for choosing to be away while our country is literally on fire.
After copping criticism for taking an overseas holiday as bushfires engulfed his home state,
been copping a lot of flak for leaving while much of the country is facing bushfire emergencies.
And under intense pressure, the Prime Minister has finally agreed to come home.
He was quite happy to sit here and have cocktails served to him whilst our firefighters are there doing it really hard.
Scott Morrison apologises for holidaying in Hawaii with his family while other families faced catastrophic conditions.
You know, whether it's on a Friday afternoon and you're deciding to take that extra plumbing contract and you said you were going to pick up the kids or something at my level. I mean, these are things you juggle as parents.
Interesting mixed metaphor from Scott Morrison there. Not sure if he thinks Australia is just some kids he can abandon or a blocked toilet he doesn't want to look at. But while he was away, his deputy and acting Prime Minister, Michael McCormack, had some big climate change denying shoes to fill.
There's been a lot of hysteria around climate change. Climate change isn't the only factor that has caused these fires. There's been dry lightning strikes. There's been self-combusting piles of manure.
Yes, and right on cue, the leader of the Pile of Manure Coalition returned and gave a press conference at the New South Wales Rural Fire Service headquarters. But it did sound like he was kind of thanking himself.
I want to thank those who've come from overseas.
Yeah, and all in all, it sounded like the Prime Minister of Australia, the leader of the country, didn't even realise why he was expected to be here during this unprecedented bushfire crisis.
But equally, I'd note that I'm not the operational leader of an emergency service or police force. I'm the Prime Minister. I'm not going to stand there and hold a hose. I'm not a trained firefighter.
Yeah, look, I can only imagine what this guy would be like at a barbecue at your house. Oh, I'd like to cook the sausages, but I'm not a trained chef. I'm not one to be at the end of a set of tongs. He also reminded us that despite absconding to Honolulu to down beers and do some shuckers, he did actually still like Australia.
Australia is the most amazing country on earth.
Yeah, not so amazing lately, especially if you want to go on holidays. Have you seen all the smoke and ash everywhere? God, you can hardly breathe. Someone should really do something about that. And while it looks like Scott Morrison will definitely be thinking twice before taking another holiday.
Will he be taking holidays again before the end of the year? Very quickly.
Before the end of 2019 at the moment. Look, if I get to take a few days with the family, I'll always seek to do that.
Good on you. Make sure you tell us as well, Prime Minister, won't you?
We'll leave it there. Okay, well, Merry Christmas to everyone.
But in the end, Scott said as a country, it was time for us to move on and be nicer and be kinder, mostly to him.
The time for that discussion is over. We need to focus on what's going on out there today. And let me finish by simply saying this, and I apologise for the lengthy nature of my remarks this morning. It's time to be kind to each other.
Yes, we all need to be kinder to each other. I wholeheartedly agree. Let me start. Dear Scott Morrison, kind sir, would you kindly oblige yourself to resign immediately and kindly let someone else lead the country who actually wants to be here and doesn't treat Australia as if it's made up of
self-combusting piles of manure.
Okay, now to look back at the year that was, beginning in January. And of course, summer is always a slow news time in Australia. But on Channel 7 Sunrise, Koshy returned from his summer break to regale us with the stories of his summer adventures.
I was just going to share one of the great stories I read over summer was 100 things you can do with WD-40. And it was amazing. Actually cleaning the toilet. Cleaning the toilet with WD-40. You can spread it around the rim as well. It gives it a little film and cuts down the skids.
Yes, and from one bunch of crappy skid marks to another, our Aussie politicians made the most of their summer holidays. Here's Nationals leader and deputy PM Michael McCormack dressed up as Elvis at the Parks Elvis Festival in outback New South Wales.
Viva Las Parks! Viva Las Parks!
Yes, Elvis songs are quite apt for the coalition, of course. Scott Morrison loves the song Blue Hawaii, while their New Start policy is basically the song In the Ghetto. Okay, so on to February, and by then, Scott Morrison and the coalition's election hopes were fading fast.
The mass resignations look like a mad rush to the lifeboats.
More of his MPs might be about to jump ship.
Labor says the ministers are fleeing for the lifeboats.
This is clearly a case of rats abandoning a sinking ship.
This looks a lot like rats jumping from a sinking ship.
The PM can't do anything to stop the appearance of rats leaving a sinking ship, but he's trying to ensure the bridge is properly manned and lifeboats completely crewed.
Yes, even the rats get lifeboats, according to Sky News. Must be some high-class rats. Yes, all the coalition MPs were abandoning the sinking ship, as the coalition was seen by many as heading into electoral oblivion. But not by Foreign Minister Julie Bishop, who quit because she thought her party was going to win.
It is thus my view that the Liberal National Coalition will win the next election. Yeah. Accordingly, I will not recontest the seat of Curtin at the next election.
Yeah, why be on a winning team? Defence Minister Christopher Pyne also quit Parliament, despite being there longer than he'd been alive.
I mean, Christopher Pyne has spent more time in this place than he's been on the planet.
Of course, like many of his generation, Christopher Pyne has left the glamour of politics to pursue the high-stakes, highly paid world of podcasting.
And I like to think I've had a successful career in politics.
Nope, you didn't.
But I'm out of the game now, and I'm risking it all, moving out of my comfort zone into a new podcast series called Pyne Time.
Yes, he launched Pyne Time on Podcast One, and isn't the content riveting?
But I've got something to reveal to you about tracksuits.
Okay.
I have a tracksuit.
So Dozer said, what sport do you play, mate? I said, debating.
I do it instead of yoga. I think I find it very...
Instead of yogurt.
Yoga.
Oh, yoga. Yes.
I don't like yoga.
I don't like
there
yogurt.
And just think
yogurt or yoga?
Could have done yoga.
We're talking about yoga?
Yeah,
yes,
yoga.
Cool. I got chucked out of a yoga class.
Well, don't give up your day job. Oh, wait, you did. Damn. Now, in March was the New South Wales election, which features probably the most compelling and well-written election ad of the year from the Shooters, Fishers and Farmers Party.
I'm here with Steve from St Ives. He's collected 1,000 bottles for over 12 months, ever since the scheme was announced.
I've collected over 1,000 bottles since the container deposit scheme was announced.
Yep, so on election day, Labor leader Michael Daly made sure that the media covered the real issue that mattered to voters. His lucky meat pie.
Eating a lucky pie for breakfast at a local shop.
He opted for his usual fortifying election breakfast, a pie and strawberry milk.
A pie and strawberry milk.
I'm here having my lucky pie.
What pie are you having, Mr. Daly?
Just a plain pie with a strawberry milk.
Nice.
For 30 years has had a lucky pie, no sauce.
Plain beef, no sauce. How are you feeling? Confident?
Feel terrific to have my lucky pie.
Hoping what he eats tonight is not humble pie.
Yes, and Labor got eaten alive by Gladys Berejiklian and the Liberals faster than Michael Daly could eat his lucky meat pie. Okay, on to April, and with the federal election called, Barnaby Joyce was back at it, delivering the most rambling and incoherent interview of the year to the ABC's Patricia Karvelis on the Murray-Darling water buybacks.
Where would that information come to you? I did not make a mistake. Ms. Wong. We got water to water these environmental assets. This is an absolute load of horse poo.
I just want to ask you about your deal, Barnaby Joyce. I'm trying to be very patient.
The Queensland Labor government, Labor government. Excuse me, Mr. Smith, is the Australian Future Fund going to benefit from this?
If you're just tuning in, this is RN Drive and we are broadcasting across the Asia Pacific. Barnaby Joyce is our guest.
And speaking of rambling and incoherent, Pauline Hanson tried to defend coal miners in Queensland, but wound up sounding like my stoned history teacher in high school.
There was once a flood throughout Australia here, water. We've got volcano eruptions. What happened to the dinosaurs? How did they die off? Humans didn't create it. He actually folded his part. People walked away from him. Clive Palmer's an infant Clive Palmer, not for the Australian people. I hope people see through that as well and look at what I have been able to achieve for Queensland in the last 3 years.
And needless to say, the voters of Queensland emphatically returned Ms. Hanson at the federal election. Also on the topic of nonsensical soundbites, I'm pretty sure Scott Morrison lost a drunken bet to be the first Prime Minister to do an impersonation of Borat on the floor of the House of Representatives.
I know what Borat would think of the Labor Party's policies on emissions reduction, Mr. Speaker. Very nice, very nice.
And I mean, it turns out ScoMo and Borat actually aren't that dissimilar in terms of policy ideas.
So what that means is this feminism.
What is the problem being a racist? I am a racist, that is nice.
That the Donald Trump, he keep the Mexican children in a cages, it's true. Yeah. High five.
And on to May, which of course had our federal election. And basically after a 6-month campaign, weren't Australian voters well-informed and educated about the democratic choice in front of them? Just ask this woman interviewed on Election Day on ABC News 24.
Can I ask what the key issues are you here today?
I'm just walking up, actually. The hospitals and that, I think, should be the one. And pensioners haven't been said too much about either. I don't think it's fair.
Is it going to change the way you vote today, or you always vote the same way?
No, I'll change in differently this year.
And can I ask which way you are going to vote this year? You don't have to say.
Well, I'll just say it anyway. Liberal.
And what is it about the coalition that you like?
Well, I think also they'll do better for the people. And I think that to do with the hospitals, that's the main thing for me, is the hospitals.
The hospitals?
And the cancer patients, that they said they're going to help a lot more.
So that was Bill Shorten doing the cancer patients?
Yes, it was Shorten, but I think he's got better interests in the people. He's not a funny person, I will admit. You know, he's not funny, but he seems
to be. So Bill Shorten being the Labour?
Yeah, okay. I think that he'd be fine.
Okay, so thank you very much for that. Appreciate it. So obviously, a lot of people still making up their minds and perhaps a bit of confusion there.
Ladies and gentlemen, compulsory democracy. Labor, of course, lost, and a lot of the pundits said it had to do with their franking credits policy, which I thought Bill Shorten explained very well at the debate.
If I stop giving someone who's wealthy some money, we're stopping giving them some money.
Okay, on to June, and reeling from the election defeat, Labor selected Anthony Albanese as their new leader, and he set out to differentiate himself from Bill Shorten straight away.
How does an Albo-led Labor Party differ from a Shorten-led one?
Well, for a start, I'm hoping we are successful at the next election.
Yeah, good luck with that. If you ask me, though, Albo...
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Actually sounds a bit out of touch with mainstream Australia.
People do aspire for a better life, but in the land of the fair go, they aspire to more than things for themselves.
No, they don't. On to July, and the world's attention turned to Hong Kong, where regular pro-democracy protests kicked into high gear over an extradition bill. But of course, in Australia, all we cared about was the stranded Aussie tourists.
I know they have their problems, but we need to get on and do our flights and our life.
We've got no more money left, we're buggered.
They're doing their protest in the wrong place. They're hurting innocent travellers like me.
Which brings us to our winner of the most oblivious privileged white person of 2019. This South African tourist in Hong Kong.
There's a good and a bad to both protesters, and there's a good and a bad to police. And I just wish both sides would just stop. Like, I understand what they're fighting for, and I appreciate what everybody's fighting for, but this is not what we're supposed to be like. We're supposed to be fighting together, not against each other.
Yes, get this woman onto the Middle East peace process straight away, or even better, maybe she can finally end the Korean conflict, reuniting North and South Korea by teaching them to fight together, not against each other. So, on to August, when the biggest news story of the year took hold on breakfast television, dividing the country in ways which will take generations to heal.
To the debate on social media over how long to leave a tea bag in the cup.
One man on Twitter has sparked the argument after saying he doesn't trust people who don't leave their tea bags in the mug to steep.
Correct.
Well, you've got to leave the bag in for a while, but you need to have the bag out before the milk goes in.
I agree with you.
People
there.
Who do milk and...
Yeah.
Milk and bag.
Oh.
What's wrong with milk and bag?
Yeah, it's funny how the Australian Federal Police raided the ABC this year, but just stood by and watched this crime against journalism occur. But August, of course, is traditionally the biggest time of the year for blockbuster movies, being the Northern Hemisphere summer. So let's cross over to our pop culture correspondent and king of all media, Stéphane Pazur, who's going to cover the year that featured psychopathic, violence-inducing masked clowns on The Masked Singer, a retro-annoying goose in Joker, and of course an end to everyone's favourite long-running fictional TV show featuring magic dragons, Today Tonight.
Hi, I'm Midway arts correspondent Stéphane Pazur, otherwise known as Dr. Q, and I'm here to look back at 2019 in all things pop culture. Let's start with cinema and to the biggest movie of the year, Joker. Joker stars Joaquin Phoenix as an out-of-work comedian, but it was set before podcasts were around, so instead he just dances around like an idiot on some stairs. Critics are saying that Joaquin Phoenix could get the Best Actor Oscar, but our Heath Ledger already won it for playing the Joker in The Dark Knight. So hands off, Joaquin, find some other bloody movie to get your Oscar on, buddy. Like playing one of the bananas in pyjamas in the up-and-coming expose, Bruised, Slightly Burnt and Unpeeled, the untold tragedy of B1 falling down the stairs. Also in movies, a bunch of broke strippers got their revenge in the blockbuster hit Hustlers, which was totally unrealistic, because in that movie, the police listened to the victims and didn't just yell at them to get out of their police station and put some bloody pants on. Now moving on to our TV screens, one show combined Australia's love of washed up 90s celebrities with bad onstage performances. No wait, I'm not talking about Saturday Night Rove. I'm I'm talking, of course, about The Masked Singer. Yes, if you couldn't tell, The Masked Singer was a show where a bunch of celebrities wore masks and sang songs. Genius! I liked this show because the songs were catchy and you had to wait a few weeks to even find out who one of the mysterious masked singers were. Personally, I was shocked. Shocked, I tell you, to discover that the robot was Cody Simpson and not former Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev. I lost $200 to Sportsbet over that one. Thanks, Cody. Also in TV, the new streaming service Disney Plus launched is like Netflix, but instead of The Crown, they have Darkwing Duck. Also, Disney Plus has a Star Wars show called The Mandalorian, which set the internet alight with the Baby Yoda featured in it. Yes, where's my big daddy, Scott Morrison? Cashing in, Disney has already announced three new shows, Baby Yoda, Fetus Yoda, and Baby Muppet Babies. Also, get ready for the new movie American Pie, The Dagobah Years, in which teenage Yoda tries to have sex with a swamp slug. Finally, in video games, the biggest independent game of the year was called Untitled Goose Game. There's already talk of Hollywood making a movie adaptation starring Scarlett Johansson wearing goose face. I don't know about you, but if I wanted to watch a dumb loud goose terrorizing a quaint British village, I could have just watched the UK election campaign.
Please leave my town.
I will very soon.
So that was the year in pop culture in 2019. Everyone had a great time except Jeffrey Epstein, of course. I'm Stefan Pazza reporting for News Fighters.
Okay, thanks Stefan, and don't forget to check out his podcast, The World of Wackypedia. Now, September, of course, brought us Scott Morrison's official state visit to America, and he brought along Sky News' Paul Murray, who scored a huge interview with the soon-to-be-impeached President Donald Trump.
A Sky News exclusive.
Mr. President, how are you? Paul Murray, lovely to meet you, sir.
He's got plenty to say about Australia.
Don't miss a special Sky News exclusive.
My God, what an exclusive. Let's look at some of the hard-hitting questions contained in Murray Trump.
Mr. President, how are you? What do you want to say to your many Australian supporters? When are you coming to Australia? What's the best thing you've ever ordered from the kitchen downstairs? Mr. President, thank you, sir.
Great honour. Thank you.
Of course, there was one person Scott Morrison couldn't bring to his fancy White House state dinner, and that was his pastor, the founder of Hillsong, Brian Houston, which ScoMo then wouldn't even answer any questions about.
I don't comment on gossip, honestly. That's all gossip.
Yeah. Did you actually put a request in for him to come?
I don't
comment
on gossip of stories about other stories.
Does that mean it's not true, though?
It means it's gossip.
But not true?
It means it's gossip.
But not true?
I think I've answered the question.
No, you didn't. Geez, Scott, you would have been an absolutely hopeless contestant on Family Feud.
Now, our survey question today, name a place teenagers go to kiss.
I don't comment on gossip. I think I've answered the question.
Rock dress by Tony Barlow Menswear. Rock shoes by John Carandotos.
The other big news story in September was the global climate strikes, inspired by Greta Thunberg. They were the largest ever climate protests around the world, with over 300,000 people taking part in Australia alone. And I have to say, I feel like these two kids summed up the mood of a lot of the country.
We want to protest against ScoMo and Adani Cole.
Yeah, because we don't like ScoMo and we want him out of the industry.
He's not in the industry, he's the Prime Minister.
Yeah, the Prime Minister industry.
Now, October, and in October, Canada went to the polls, which we did a whole episode on. Yes, if you can't tell, maybe I should have called this podcast Election Fighters. And of course, Justin Trudeau and his Liberals won, but in Australia there was only one aspect of the Canadian election that made the news.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is under increasing political pressure after new pictures emerged of him wearing brown face for a third time.
Yes, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau got caught wearing brown face, but don't worry, said one of his Liberal MPs. Turns out black people like it.
Those in the black community have told me that how much more love they have for the Prime Minister, that he wanted to have a black face. He took great pride in that too.
Trudeau was up against Conservative opposition leader Andrew Scheer, who seemed to only have one uniquely Canadian-inspired catchphrase.
So that we can leave more money in your pocket.
To leave more money in the pockets of Canadians.
So it puts more money back in your pocket.
That will leave more money in your pocket.
More money in your pocket.
More money in your pocket.
And leave more money in your pocket.
To leave more money in your pocket. In your pocket.
Well, it turns out Scheer had to resign when he was actually taking money out of the pocket of the Conservative Party to pay for his own kids' schooling.
Andrew Scheer has resigned as leader of the Conservative Party. Today, it emerged the party has been paying the private school fees for his children.
Wow, a Conservative in favour of free education?
Isn't it ironic?
Of course, by November, the Australian bushfire season had kicked into high gear with smoke clouding our major cities, which of course meant more vox pops of annoyed tourists.
This is my first time to Sydney, and so I hope you're not like this all the time.
My nose is irritated and my throat's irritated.
The weather in China always smoky like this.
My eyes are really itching.
Yeah, normally if you're in Australia and your eyes are itching, it's from the quality of the journalism from our TV network.
Also making news, the conspiracy theory that climate change activist Greta Thunberg is a time traveller.
Which of course brings us to December, and Greta Thunberg time-travelled her way to be Time's Person of the Year. And Peter Credlin at Sky News seemed a bit confused over this selection.
And look, there was a quote there in the magazine that I think deserves a bit of attention. The quote, the award was given for sounding the alarm about humanity's predatory relationship with the only home we have. There you go. Highly emotive.
What is Peter Credlin implying there? It's overly emotive to say we only have one home planet. Does Credlin have another home planet she's not telling us about? Is it the same home planet Christopher Pyne is from?
I mean, Christopher Pyne has spent more time in this place than he's been on the planet.
Okay, so December also meant the fourth election we covered on the show this year, the UK election, where eventual winner Boris Johnson spent Election Day morning hiding from the media in a fridge.
Mr Johnson, while you have 5 minutes, you're live on Good Morning. Could you talk to Piers and Susanna for me?
I'll be with you in a second.
Yeah, I have an earpiece here in my hands, ready to go. Right, he's been taken inside, into the freezer.
You've gone into the fridge. Excuse
me. Back in Australia, the Shadow Treasurer Jim Chalmers said that Australian Labor can learn a lot from UK Labor's loss.
You can't win an election just by preaching to your base. You need to build much bigger constituencies of support.
Or here's an idea. Have you thought about just hiding Anthony Albanese in a fridge for the next 2.5 years? That's a thought. Former British Labour PM Tony Blair blamed their loss on Jeremy Corbyn and the party's swing to the far left.
The takeover of the Labour Party by the far left turned it into a glorified protest movement with cult trimmings.
Yes, and I mean, Tony Blair knows a lot about cults. I mean, he helped create ISIS. Also in December, US President Donald Trump got impeached, which really isn't that much of a big deal, according to Studio 10's Joe Hildebrand.
And you want to talk about historical? Well, actually, it's not. 50% of the last four American presidents have been impeached.
Or you can spin it another way. How about 100% of the last one? Okay, so that's the year in review. Now, what do you think of 2019 overall, Scott Morrison?
Very nice!
Okay, that's News Fighters for 2019. Thanks for listening. Join us next year when maybe the media will tell us how long we need to dunk a teabag for. Big thank you to everyone for listening this year. It's been a great year. Our first year of News Fighters is done. We're going to keep doing it next year. So in the meantime, follow us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, subscribe on YouTube. We're going to be posting little clips over the summer. And we're going to be back with new episodes before you know it. Have a great summer and keep fighting, and bye for now.
This is News Fighters, where we fight the news so you don't have to.
What's more, Jim, my back?
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.